Michael, how's your knee going?
Yeah, the knee's coming along good. I'm back in the full training now. I've been in it for the past week, so the knee's looking good, and it's just good to be out there and training with the boys.
Now, you guys decided against surgery, so it was just requiring a period of rest, and has that all worked out as hoped?
Yeah. We didn't want to have surgery because it was going to set me back a bit longer, but PCL is the, if you're going to do a knee, you'd rather do the PCL, and I've done that twice before, so the recovery is pretty quick and easy, but this one gave me a little bit of trouble so far during the off season, but it's all good now, and I'm back training, as I said.
So you're not restricted moving well. I know you've been taping it, but that's really just a precaution, I suppose.
Yeah, it is. It's just a precaution, just so I don't do any more damage to it. But I can easily train without it. But just until it gets a little bit stronger, I'm happy to wear the tape.
Are you training with the midfielders this summer? What's the plan? If you thought much about what your role will be going forward?
Yeah, so I'm doing a bit of training with the midfield and also with the forwards. We've got a pretty good group now that we've got players that can also swing into the midfield but also play forward. So we've got Harley Bunnell coming back in. We've got Ballers who can also do it as well. So it's a pretty good group, but majority of us are trying to work on our craft and trying to build our game and make it a bit better than last year.
But having proved that you could go so well in there, do you go in with more confidence next season for when you're required?
Yeah, definitely. I go in with, it's pretty stupid not to go into any game without some sort of confidence. So I'm a confidence player, and Ballers is also. So we work pretty well together, in games. And without the confidence, you're not going to play your best footy.
Have you got an idea in your head? Would you like to be playing more midfield this year, like 60-40? Have you thought about that far ahead?
I love kicking goals, but also I love getting a kick as well. So. No, I haven't really thought too much into that, especially over this pre-season. I just want to get fit, so whenever I get a chance to go in there, I'm raring to go.
Brandon Matera, another small forward. What have you made of him since he came into the group?
No, he's a good player. We saw what he could do at the Gold Coast. I think he's played over 100 games now, and he's that sort of player that can change a game and turn it on his head. So it's good to have him here at the club, and there's no doubt he's been working his butt off on a consistent basis here so far over the last 2 or 3 weeks he's been here.
Have you been impressed with the way everyone's returned for pre-season training?
Yeah, everyone's come back in good shape, everyone's come back in good nick, and that's what we expect. We hold high expectations as a leadership group, but also as a coaching group as well, for everyone to come back, do their program during the off-season and come back in good shape.
And what about the kids that have come in? Have you been impressed by them?
Yeah, the kids have come in, since I've been drafted, they're much more of a mature group, and I think some of them have played some senior games as well. So they're a good group, and they've got a lot of learning to do yet. It's on us to fast track them as fast as we can, and there's some quality players there.
In your experience, how important is this pre-Christmas period of the pre-season?
Yeah, it's very important, especially leading into the Christmas break. You can. You go back home, and especially for the guys from Victoria, you could get back in the group with your group of friends that want to go out and a fair bit. But it's on them to make sure that we do our program. We did it in off season. Everyone came back in good nick, so I have full faith that the boys are going to go away over the Christmas break and do the right thing and come back in good shape and ready to go.
So what will be the focus this week now that I think the majority of people are in full training? Or what's the main focus? Is it mainly running, or is it a lot of drills now?
Oh, it's a lot of running and a lot of drills as well. We need to make sure we continue on getting, working on our fitness base, but also our ball movement needs to improve as well. So there's no doubt we're going to work on our ball movement as well.
Is there anything particular you're working on personally?
Just trying to get over this heat. It's 35 degrees today, so it's going to be hard, but for me, I just want to work on, as I said before, my fitness level, make sure that if I do get an opportunity to go into the midfield that I'm ready and I'm ready to go.